Hide your kids. Lock the doors. You're listening to HR's most dangerous podcast. Chad Soash and Joel Cheeseman.
Hey, boys and girls. It's Joel Cheeseman of the Chad and Cheese Podcast, and this is The Shred for the first week of September 2022. The Shred is a weekly roundup of who's raised funds, who's been acquired, and who's on the move in the world of recruitment. The Shred is brought to you today, as always, by Recruitology. Recruitology uses AI to connect employers with the right talent through programmatic job distribution, passive candidate matching, and virtual job fairs. Guys, you can learn more today by going to recruitology.com/employers. And out of the news in no particular order, Austin-based Cerisa has raised $3 million in seed funding. This brings total funding to $4 million. Founded in 2017, the company provides a platform for teaching employees new skills, or as the kids like to say, upskilling. Cerisa will use the funds to continue to grow and expand its business. Cerisa employs 42 folks. That's according to LinkedIn. Illinois-based Flexible Staffing has acquired Louisville-based Purcell Staffing. Terms of the deal were not disclosed. Purcell Staffing places evaluated and skilled employees to businesses and manufacturers, while Flexible Staffing is also a staffing and recruiting firm. The acquisition will enable Flexible Staffing to expand into a larger market, which is usually what happens when you buy a smaller company that does about the same thing that you do. Founded in 1995, Purcell Staffing employs just 9 folks, says LinkedIn. Bengaluru, India-based Awine, that's A-W-I-G-N Enterprises, has raised $15 million in Series B funding. This brings total funding to $20.5 million. Founded in 2016, the company provides a work fulfillment platform dedicated to the gig worker. Awine Enterprises will use the funds to enhance technological capabilities, expand its digital services into global markets, and bolster supply and demand acquisitions. Awine Enterprises employs 700 folks. That's according to LinkedIn again. King of Prussia, Pennsylvania-based People 2.0 has acquired Telangana, India-based Husis. That's H-U-S-Y-S. Terms of the deal were not disclosed. Husis is an India-based HR consulting and employer of record services provider, while People 2.0 is a provider of outsourced employer of record and agent of record services. The acquisition will enable People 2.0 to expand into India with 1 billion-plus people while providing Husis with additional capabilities worldwide. Founded in 2002, Husis employs 186 people. Swiss-based Deskbird has raised $5 million in pre-Series A. This brings total funding to $6.5 million. The company provides a people-centered workplace management app for hybrid companies. Founded in 2020, Deskbird will use the funds to continue to expand its business reach across Europe. We'll be sure to talk about these guys on the European show, so make sure you don't miss that next week. Deskbird employs 42 people. McLean, Virginia-based Dysys has acquired Oak Brook Terrace, Illinois-based Make Corp. Terms of the deal were not disclosed. Make Corp is a provider of professional and IT recruiting solutions in Chicago and Dallas, while Dysys is a global tech and consulting firm specializing in managed services, business consulting, and IT non-IT staffing services. The acquisition will help Dysys's offering and capabilities within IT staffing and professional services. Founded in 1981, Make Corp employs 130 folks. Ypsilanti, Michigan-based Agile Zone has acquired Cleveland-based MGenio. Man, the names of these companies. Terms of the deal were not disclosed. MGenio, that's the letter M and G-E-N-I-O, is a custom software development firm focused on mobile solutions, cloud automation, and the Internet of Things, or as the kids like to call it, IoT. Agile Zone is a digital marketing software development and staffing agency. The acquisition will enable both companies to work together to expand. Founded in 2012, MGenio employs 7 folks. The job board based in Singapore, and which launched in 2013, has announced it has raised $50 million in a Series D. Who am I talking about? Glints, G-L-I-N-T-S. This brings Glints' total raise so far to $80 million. The platform currently has 3 million professionals in 5 markets. Those are Indonesia, Vietnam, Singapore, Malaysia, and Taiwan, or as the kids like to call it, APAC. And 50,000 companies that are seeking workers use the service. The latest funding will be used to expand Glint's base in the Philippines and, notably, grow demand globally. Glint's employs 1,456 people, says LinkedIn. Recruitment automation platform Kula, that's K-U-L-A, based in Southern California, has raised $12 million in a seed round. Founded in 2021, this takes total funding to $15 million. The cash will be used for R&D, product improvements, and go-to-market teams across 3 offices in the U.S., Singapore, and India. The kids call those growth markets, everybody. Kula targets SMBs and mid-market organizations with less than 1,000 employees, which it says are underserved. And I say are a pain in the ass. Kula employs just 14 workers, according to LinkedIn. Guys, be sure to tune into the weekly show for this and more news and commentary from the world of recruiting. As always, big thanks to Recruitology for supporting the Shred. Recruitology brings machine learning and AI to virtual job fairs, candidate matching, and programmatic job distribution. Learn more today by hitting up recruitology.com/employers. Cheeseman out.
Adios, turd nuggets.
The Jim Stroud Podcast explores the discoveries and trends forming the future of our lives. Brain-to-brain communication, robot bosses, microchip implants for workers, and artificial intelligence replacing human workers are all happening now. If you want to know what's happening next, subscribe now to the Jim Stroud Podcast.